CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hugh, it is that time of the day where we find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, here's how this is going to work, Hugh. And we try to make this as easy as we can for
easy
everyone.
Easy peasy. Let me squeeze.
How did yesterday go, by the way, when I was in
it? It went great.
Good.
It went great.
So
it was cool.
So we have 2 days in, two winners. We're going to qualify 10 winners. And, of course, our contest here, sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. So if you win today, and people that won yesterday and the day before, you are automatically entered for the grand prize. But today's qualifying prize, two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and Tennessee Whiskey clear tote bag. So that's what's on the line today. And, Hugh, today's winner will be automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes, listen to this, Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler.
Yes.
Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. Jack Daniel's Giant Jenga, Jack Daniel's Original Wood Smoking Chips, and a Gerhard's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 Grill, and a 55-inch smart TV, the
That's
ultimate
a lot.
Tailgate giveaway.
That's nice.
Right. So today's theme is a holiday tradition. So here's how this is going to work, right? You hop on the lines. You get to ask us one yes or no question. We will answer the question, and then you get a guess. When you get your guess, if you got it, you win. If you don't, we move on to the next person. Hugh, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Is Patty in Newtown ready? Patty?
Patty!
How you doing?
Hi.
Hello, Patty. How you doing?
Patty, what's
I'm
your question
good.
For
How
us?
Are you?
We're great.
My question is, good. My question is it something that is normally done indoors?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'll go... A white elephant gift exchange.
White elephant gift exchange.
Patty,
no.
That's a fair guess. Julia is up next.
Hi, is this Julia?
It is Julia.
Hey, Julia.
What's up, Julia?
Okay. I didn't hear you say my name. Okay. Is it something that you wear?
No.
No.
Okay, then my guess has to be a gingerbread house kit.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty good guess.
That is. Dom is up on WIP. Hey, Dom.
Hey, what's going on? Is this something that's hanging?
That's a good question.
It's not. I can't say yes. I mean, it could be, but it's not.
Well, I guess it all depends.
Not exclusively.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Not exclusively.
Good way to frame it.
All right. Is it decorating the house?
No.
We didn't give him the buzzer, but it was a no. Jeff in Brookhaven.
Yeah, you made me a little nervous when you didn't give him the buzzer.
Well, yeah, I thought we were wrong. Go ahead, Jeff.
Got food back here, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Hey, guys, is it food related?
No.
No.
Well.
No. It kind of can be at, well.
It could.
It could involve food. Yeah, it could
not
involve
exclusively.
Food.
But again,
yeah,
not exclusively.
Thank you. That's the word. There you go, Kyle. When we get screwed up, you just got to say not exclusively.
Can we grab a not exclusively sounder for the next couple weeks? Because we're going to get a lot of these. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, not exclusively. Oh, let's see. Well, dessert baking.
Dessert baking. Now everyone's making me hungry for all this stuff. Christy is up next trying to figure out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. Christy?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm good. Is it green?
No.
Not exclusively.
I was going to say mistletoe.
No. Good guess, though. That's
right.
A good guess.
It is. All right. 215-592-9494. We obviously need some more people hopping in here because the first right. I do think, and as we go through this, the first guesses should help you as we move through this. So Hugh's holiday stocking, holiday tradition is the theme. Yes or no questions. You get one. We'll answer it the best we can. And if we can't answer, we'll just say not exclusively. And then you get a guess. Andy in Westchester.
Plant-based Andy, just to be clear.
Oh, sorry about that. Plant-based Andy, PB Andy. Go.
Is it bright?
No.
Coal.
Is that really a tradition? That feels dark.
Coal? Well,
in the stocking.
I guess, know the story, but does anyone really do that
well,
anymore?
Well, I guess it's a Hugh-related gift. Because I'll probably give out some coal.
You're giving out coal?
I would. Rocks,
if you keep talking bonus. About Bryce Young lighting up the Eagles, we're giving you coal.
I didn't see semantics. I never said he was going to light them up. I just said you just don't want a guy like that to get going.
Mm-hmm. Brian in Wilmington.
Girlfriend broke his heart.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yes. Hey, guys. Is it plant-based?
No.
You mean like
no,
for
not.
Real plant-based?
No, yeah, I'm going to answer it seriously. No, it's
no,
not
No, it's not.
Okay, decorating the Christmas tree.
No.
That
is a tradition.
Well, of course it is. Yeah, and that's one, that's a simple one that could definitely be in your stocking, but it's not today. Jerry is up. Jerry!
What's up, Jerry?
I'm trying to make my guess here. Is it, does it have wings?
No.
No.
No wings. I'm going to say it's a Santa sleigh.
No. That's not a bad guess. I see people are starting to think out the box, though.
Speaking of wings, as we do this, Kyle is chowing down on some wings from Lucy's, 1720 Chestnut Street. They brought us Jack Honey Garlic Parm Wings.
Yeah, those garlic parm wings smell real good.
We got to talk more about those as we go on. We appreciate them coming out today. Everything, all the food from there is amazing. John on the cell. Go ahead, John. John?
I mean, come on.
Moment's too big, Florence.
John, this is your moment,
John. It was too big.
Right,
the moment was too big.
We'll put John
for
back on hold. I mean, his moment could come up again. Keith in the Northeast. I know he's ready. What's up, Keith?
Yo, what's up, guys? All right, is it a decoration?
No.
Well,
before you go on, does everyone agree with me on that?
I would say
it could be
somewhat.
All right, I'll throw my guess out. Is it stockings?
No.
The stockings, I would say, is a decoration, if that's what
he was
going
for. Yeah, that's a decoration, but I guess it all depends on how you look at it.
I don't think this thing is a decoration.
Okay. I defer to you.
But to me, a decoration, you just place it and leave it alone. And that's
different. Okay, I see what you're saying.
You see what I mean?
Like,
you pop it up, it's there, and then you're done with it.
Yeah, gotcha.
This is a little different. Oz in Warminster. Hey, Oz.
Yo, what's up, guys? Does it involve multiple people?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it... wrapping presents.
No, but that's you're thinking outside the box,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and that's obviously a tradition. Jordan and Elkton. Go ahead, Jordan.
Is it a beverage?
No.
Oh, dang. All right. Giving presents?
You have come up with a difficult one
here. Yeah.
Watson Hughes Holiday Stocking playing for an incredible prize courtesy of Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. 215-592-9494. All right, man, you've gotten a lot of clues here based on all the guesses here. Dave is up next. Hey, Dave.
Let's go fly, Eagles fly!
Love it, Dave. Dave, what do you got for us? What's your question?
All right, Hugh, I think I got you. Is it that Advent calendar?
Advent calendar.
Way to ask a yes or no question.
But I get where Dave's going. With these, it kind of stays in one place.
I didn't realize you could ask a question.
Way to pay attention.
All right, well, Dave, that's all right. I'll put that on me.
Dave, don't worry about
it. Let me reiterate for everyone.
No, that's on you, Dave.
All right, when you hop on. I mean, to be fair, everyone else but Dave realized this. But that's okay.
We kind of said that.
When you hop on, you get to ask us one yes or no question. We will answer it the best we can. We'll try to be perfect on it, but some of these are a little tricky on how to answer. But we'll give you the yes or no answer, and then you give us a guess. Anthony in Norristown. Anthony, go ahead.
Yo. My question is, could it fit in a stocking?
Yes.
Yes.
Elf on a Shelf.
Yes!
You nailed it,
100%,
Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony, what gave it away? How'd you get it?
Every little clue just kept leading up to it over and over and over again. It was really my first guess, honestly, but I'll take it.
Well, you got it, man. Congratulations. You get the qualifying prize with the rocks, glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and the whiskey tote bag, and you're entered for the grand prize. The Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, Original Wood Smoker Chips, and the grill and 55-inch smart TV. Yes, Hugh!
Elf on the Shelf.
In your holiday stocking today.
Yeah, because you know what's funny, people? We were talking about this a couple days ago, and my algorithm, I guess it picked up on it, and then it started giving, creative ideas on how to use Elf on the Shelf.
It's my whole algorithm these days.
Yeah, and it's... And that's why when some of the guesses that people were giving, we were saying not exclusive because, you know, some of them are red, some of them are green.
Well,
I've seen a couple different color elves on the shelf.
And then you have the idea that was food involved. Like, is it food-based? Like, you could do stuff with food.
Because people
the
do
elf.
Stuff with the Hershey Kisses with the elves, because I guess the elf is supposed to be, like, mischievous.
Oh, very.
Yeah.
He causes lots of problems.
I've seen, like, somebody had one where it rolled toilet paper down the steps, and then he was inside the toilet paper roll, mm-hmm. which I thought was pretty cool. And that was something that I didn't know how big of a deal the Elf on the Shelf was, especially for, like, little kids.
Oh, it's a big deal. And it's a commitment, because once he arrives, he doesn't leave till Christmas, and then every night he's got to do something different.
Yeah.
So you got to get creative.
So as a parent, you have to be real creative. That's why the algorithm picked up on it, because, like I said, I've seen people that, you know, he's running – he's in the kitchen and he's running the water and they have like the glitter that's mm-hmm. coming out of the faucet or whatever. So, yeah, stuff like that. So I thought it was pretty cool.
215-592-9494. If you're just hopping in or you're playing the game with us there, we're discussing the Eagles off of the last everything this week, but especially last night. So Lions win. Obviously, the Eagles' path to the one seed, a little more complicated. We'll get to that in a second. But do you need to see a fast start on Sunday? Hugh, I know we debated this earlier, but I need to see points in the first quarter. Feels like the one missing element of the team. Everything is clicking, right? Their defense playing great. Saquon's running the ball like an MVP, and maybe he will win the MVP and break this rush record. Jalen has been very efficient. Huey hasn't turned the ball over. He's played well. They got it all rolling. Even Sirianni's making the right calls. I think he's been much better in the game the last month. The one element, though, that they don't have right now is they're not scoring the first quarter. They're dead last in the NFL in first quarter points. Mm-hmm. And Huey, I thought about it last night watching that game because it was close at the end. The Packers did take a lead late and then blew it. But I thought the Packers lost that game or made it very difficult on themselves when they went their first three possessions, no points. And I'm thinking about, like, hey, if it's Eagles-Lions in the title game, we're going to have to score early so we don't get behind and have to play that old game with them. Hugh, do you need to see points early on Sunday?
I understand why you feel the way that you feel, Joe, but the one thing that stuck out to me, say if I didn't watch that game, say if I woke up this morning and I looked at the box score, the first thing that would jump out to me, oh, 31-34. Nobody's defense showed up. That would be the first thought that jumped in my head, regardless to what how the points were scored or anything like that. The first thought in my head would be, man, nobody's defense showed up. Now, when you look at the two teams that are playing, there's a lot of guys, especially on the defensive side, for the Detroit Lions that are on IR.
Like their whole, I think they
whole decimated.
They had eight defensive linemen here to start the season. By the end of that game, all eight were not playing anymore.
And you know what's funny? My old teammate, Aaron Glenn, is the defense coordinator. So I text Aaron this morning. I said, hey, coach, good win. And he was like, bro, we getting cats off the street. He said, but they're playing hard. He said, they're playing hard. I said, yeah. That's the first thing that would have jumped out to me. Now, I understand that for you, that's a big deal. But this late in the season, and I know they're going to get guys back, but they don't have them now. That's an opportunity. Like, teams look at that and say, oh, man, they give up a lot of points. That defense is giving up a lot of points now. So there is an opportunity for them to be had. And on the flip side, I look at the Eagles. And the team that they played against was the number two offense in the NFL.
The Ravens, yeah.
And they held them to 12 points. I am not as hell bent on the start of the game as you are because our defense has been holding serve for the last couple
of
weeks.
It has. I just think they're going to need it at some point. And this feels like the week to do it. I mean, the Panthers are one of the worst defense in the league, including in the first quarter. I need points early. 215-592-9494. Do you need to see the Eagles get off to a quick start? Coming up at noon, Jolly versus Chili. We haven't done this. When was the last time we had a Jolly?
It's been a long time, man.
Battle. I can't remember the last one. I know we did it for the in the summer with the Phillies, the division being over. We've done it one more time since. I'm just trying to remember what it was. But
you can ask Jolly to come hang out on the bus with us?
Maybe if he wins, he can earn a spot on the bus. We'll see. But Paul Jolovitz, Jolovitz will join us coming up at noon, and we'll debate whether or not the Eagles should allow Saquon to go for the record if that last game of the season is meaningless in terms of the standings. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll talk about that pursuit of the one seed, which obviously took a little hit last night. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing this Friday?
What's up,
man?
Will? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Like, you know, I wouldn't mind a quick start, but, you know, my thing is this, right? Whatever it takes to win, man. You know, because sometimes we got, just like with the Phils, we beg for a great start towards the season, and then guess what happened? They couldn't finish in the end. Mm. So I'd rather the finish before the, you know, the start. You know what I'm saying? Over the start. You know what I mean? But one thing we have to look at, too, Goddard's not going to be playing, right? And, you know, when we do that push, we got to have the right personnel in there to make that happen. You know, we can't forget about that. Another thing, I know this team is totally locked in. I know they ready to take on anybody. But just like you say, Hugh, if I'm the coach, I'm telling them we playing every team like we playing the champs. I don't care if they the worst team in the league or the best team in the league. We're going to play them all the same. And every time we do play like that, we always come out with a win. And that's all we're going to do is keep winning from here on out. Whether it's the first quarter, second quarter, we're going to score every quarter. Since you asked for it, we're scoring every quarter from here on out.
Well, that's all. There we go, Will. See, every quarter. See, at least I got Will to admit that. I mean,
no, but the bottom line is Will was saying that you want to win.
Of course. And but I want to win a certain way. I want
points. See, that's what I'm saying. You want style points. You want style points.
First quarter style points.
I'm not a big fan of the style points.
You're going to feel good Sunday after the first quarter if it's 0-0 against the Panthers.
I would feel good Sunday if they won. It could potentially be 0-0.
But I asked you after
again,
the first quarter.
I remember being in games like that where against the Eagles in 98 when they were trying to get to the playoffs. I think it was. Was it 98? No, I was here in 98. 97?
Sure.
When they were trying to get to the playoffs. That was a tight game. And the Eagles barely won, and we had won at that point maybe two games, maybe one game. I forgot what year it was. But that's the point. You can't overlook anybody. And not only that, we were talking about it this morning. There's a lot of people down in Carolina that play for that team feel some kind of way about coming here in this city. So you can't overlook – I just feel like you can't overlook anybody.
Not overlooking them, but this is a team we should score against in the first quarter. They're a bad team.
I mean, on paper, yeah. But we've seen, Joe, pettiness is a hell of a motivator. Like,
are you back to the Bryce Young thing?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just, see, y'all,
you
when I
seen
when
the
I,
last
throw
break,
it, dude, stop.
When I drop these gems
Hugh's
on this show on a day-to-day basis,
crazy.
When I try to sprinkle y'all with game on a day-to-day basis, y'all never want to receive
That's
it.
What you call this?
I'm an apostle when it comes to trying to get you right. Y'all don't want to hear it, though, dog. I be trying to tell y'all stuff every week.
Bryce Young's girlfriend doesn't
matter.
We go through these changes every Friday and every Sunday. I prove y'all wrong, and y'all never want to get in my problems. Yes, I do.
You still think defense is a luxury?
Who called the Chicago game last week when they almost won?
Who called that?
They didn't win.
Almost.
I'm taking all.
What are you talking about?
Do you realize how many people said, I am betting the same bet as High Roller Hugh?
No.
And they lost.
I got Eberflus.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
I got Eberflus.
That's your fault.
That was Eberflus' fault.
So many times, you fool me once, shame on you.
I got Eberflus.
You got Flus.
I've been trying to get y'all right every weekend. Every week, y'all poo-poo. These gems that I drop on the show.
People trusted you. These
unquantifiable intangibles every week.
People trusted you.
And y'all dismiss it.
And you told them to bet on the Bears. And you ruined Thanksgiving.
No, I didn't.
You're leading these people astray.
Right, I was right there until about 30 seconds.
You're leading them right off a cliff.
You lost. A money line loss is a loss. That's the bottom line. I don't know why I can't get you on board with this. Points in the first quarter,
I mean,
it's a
not,
good thing.
No, I would like them, but it's not a necessity. So
there,
you're making it seem like.
Here we go. There it is.
You think first quarter points is a luxury.
No, see, we figured
it out. It's trigger words. Now, I see how this is.
It's not just me. The whole audience is sitting there like, here it goes again.
No, you know what it is? They're easily influenced by you and Kyle when y'all do the things that y'all do every Friday. Mm-hmm. Y'all just the dismissive attitude.
Well, because
that you guys have
all the teams at the bottom of the stat aren't going to win the Super Bowl. So I need the Eagles out of this. I need them to move out of this range. I just want a touchdown in the first quarter.
How many stats have they moved thus far this year?
A lot. They've changed.
Yeah, they've changed
but
a lot.
Not
and
this
that one that sticks out to me a lot is that number one
defense.
That right there.
So can we get this to number one by the end of the season?
I think we got time by the end of the season, but it doesn't have to happen this week.
There's only five games left.
They can get there. They can make that happen.
Well, we got to start scoring in the first quarter. 215-592-9494. David in Doylestown. What's up, David?
David.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's going on?
Hey, David.
Hey, I don't care if we start early. Just score the points. Just win the game.
That's it.
Don't
tell
take
them,
this
Dave.
One lightly.
Tell them, Dave. I'm trying to get them right.
No,
there.
I'm taking the Panthers lightly. They stink.
No. You. I don't care. These are the games you can lose.
Yeah, see,
lose.
Joe's being plant-based.
Lose? They're not losing this game.
This is a joke, on, quite frankly.
Well, nah, that you can't think that way, man.
Sure,
you got to go in there and get them.
Then you're right. Let's get them in the first quarter. Let's
play
go.
Those Panthers like you're playing the Chiefs. Just go in there.
There you go. Tell them. You play them. Like you're playing the 85 Bears.
Is this the same fan base that last week told us we were going to beat the Ravens by double digits? Now we can't even take the Panthers lightly?
We do that every week.
This is your fault, Hugh.
It's not my fault.
Week to week, baby.
Oh,
week to week.
You've turned the whole fan base plant-based. You proud of this?
We have guests sit to the show today. Y'all see how they do? I try to sprinkle wisdom on a day-to-day basis. And it always turns into, it's my fault.
He does
stuff like that. That's not the case.
I mean,
I'm just trying
audio.
To tell
he
you.
He didn't make that up.
I've had my missteps.
I have an agenda. And I do have, sometimes I do have agendas.
Every day, we mean sometimes. And we all have agendas. But anyway, all right, so before we set up what's going to be an electric 12 o'clock hour with Paul Jolovitz calling in for a little Jolly Virgilio.
That's a way to describe
Hugh,
it.
We have to thank, you said we had some guests in the studio, from Lucy's at 1720 Chestnut Street. Jack Peterson's their culinary director. Hugh, the food they brought us today is incredible. I was having this quesadilla and then these pretzels. The poblano in the peppers here,
yes.
And the pretzel I had with the honey mustard, incredible. And you have the Jack Daniel's wings,
yes,
over there.
Yes, and I haven't had a chance to sink my teeth into them, but I smell them. And I'm curious because he got these chicken wings are pretty stout. Like, where you get your chickens from, bro? Because them some big old chickens.
I don't know if he's going to give that away.
I'm just saying, those are some, like, you know how some place you go, they got them little anemic.
Yeah.
Anorexic. Not anemic, because anemic means something different. Anorexic. They got the anorexic wings.
These are big wings.
They got the big wings. They got the big old wings.
Well, the best part is it's the Jack Honey Garlic Parmesan wings.
Yes.
Kyle, you try these? I think Kyle may have had four of them already back there as he's trying to produce.
No, he only had one.
I'm crushing food back
there. He only had one because I took all of them.
Oh, did you?
So I ain't like,
Kyle,
only
how
gave out two.
The Jack Honey Garlic wings.
I mean, they're amazing. Yeah. I can't decide if I like that the best. That pretzel's really good.
The pretzel's amazing. Yeah. I gotta jump out there and get some more of them. Yeah, so we appreciate them hopping in. Check them out. 1720 Chestnut Street. Lucy's brought us some amazing food today. All right.